Representative Klitschko is stepping down from Congress after 20 years in office. The longtime Democrat knows all four of the Democrats trying to replace him: Attorney Matt Flynn, State Senator Gwen Moore, State Senator Tim Carpenter, and State Representative Shirley Krug. Yet over the weekend, Klitschko endorsed Flynn, who also used to chair the state Democratic Party. Klitschko says Flynn is right on the issues, such as fair trade, health care, and the environment. Klitschko also contends Flynn would work the hardest at helping constituents and has the most political experience.
You have to hit the ground running, and you have to have a knowledge. There's no lead time, so to speak. And in my view, he deserves the support of my constituents. I'm going to ask them to support him.
Klitschko says two members of the Wisconsin congressional delegation endorsed him when he first ran for Congress in 1984. But University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee says pre-primary endorsements by an outgoing Congress member are rare.
Generally speaking, in Wisconsin, the tradition is that within the party, the outgoing incumbent remains neutral, in a sense, lets the party choose who the nominee will be. And then after the primary, then the outgoing incumbent enthusiastically campaigns for the person from his or her own party. So this is news.
Lee also says that in many cases, an endorsement by an outgoing incumbent does not guarantee the endorsement recipient will win. He says Flynn, Carpenter, Moore, and Krug are all running competitive races. At least two Republicans are also running for the 4th congressional seat, which includes all of the city of Milwaukee and a couple of southern suburbs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.